52 Traders bonus episode with Vladimir Rybakov.
We have to, as traders, to stop looking for a strategy.
Over the next year, your host, Cam Hawkins, gets inside the minds of 52 of the world's best traders to find out if he has what it takes to become one of them. Join Cam every week on the 52 Traders podcast or at 52traders.com to learn how to trade like the pros. This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not investment, trading, or financial advice of any kind. Trading is very risky and could lose you all of your capital. Any comments about historical performance are not an indication of future results.
Okay, guys, thanks for joining me here on the 52 Traders podcast again. So this is going to be a slightly different episode than normal. So I've got a repeat guest, Vladimir Rybakov, on the show this week. So I've got him back on the show because he's doing some interesting things out there. And I also want to sort of touch base on what's been going on in the past. I think it's been a year and a half almost. So Vladimir was on the show back in March 2015. So he was episode number 8. And we're now 48 traders in, so it has been 40 traders since I last spoke to Vlad. So let's get him back on the show here. Hi, Vlad. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me here today.
Hi, and thank you very much for inviting me once again.
Okay, so the first thing I want to touch on, Vlad. So I've had a look at some of the things you've been doing, and I see you've written a couple of books. I'm not too sure when you wrote them, but can you tell the listeners a little bit about the books and what they're all about and what they can learn from them?
Yeah, definitely. It's been like 2 or 3 years, I think, ago, maybe even more. Don't get me on the exact date. 2 books on Amazon store, and for me it was most important to show the traders the very, very basics of how to become a profitable trader by applying a strategy, which in the book itself I explain why it's not a strategy, and I'll talk about it in a minute. And one other thing that bothers everyone and still separates the successful traders from non-successful traders, that's the psychology, of course. So let's start with the first book. As I said, it's a book that describes a strategy. It's called Sell the Rally, Buy the Valley. And my goal there is to prove that we have to, as traders, to stop looking for a strategy, because you first of all have to understand how market works. If you understand how market works, or why specifically now we should look for buys, why specifically now we should look for sells, you understand that what you expect, the money flow. And this would, 1, filter your bet trades, 2, focus you on the right direction potentially. Nothing can guarantee 100% success. But if you know you are going only for buys, right, you avoid of any noises from zigzagging sells and buys that could occur in the way, and you are waiting for the good setup. So yeah, you still might be wrong 1, 2, 3 times, but then boom, you catch the big fish and you have dinner for the whole month, right? So this is the idea. I talk there about principle of divergence and convergence combination, and show that if you know to spot one step back. There is a situation that the traders tend to call reversals. And many, many traders are afraid to trade reversals. And the reason is because, you know, from the first day we become the trading world, everyone teaches the trend is your friend. That's good. That's correct. I'm also about to say that. But there is one more thing that no one tells. The trend is your friend until the end. There will be an end someday. And you have to know to spot this day. And this is exactly what I am talking about there. You know, when you know to spot when the trend potentially ends, you know to spot when there is not going to be a reversal, but a new potential trend to develop. So you have in your hands an edge, an advantage of spotting a new developing trend, which means if you catch that correct, you might get an opportunity to catch a trade with 1, 2, 5, 1 to 10, and sometimes unbelievable numbers like 1 to 20 or 1 to 40 risk rewards, which means that for 1% you can make 20 times more. That's a real art. And in reality, it's much simpler than it sounds, because everyone says, ah, that's impossible. It's like winning the lottery. The answer is not. It's just treating the markets correct. That's what it is about. So this book is all about two methods that could be called a strategy, but actually it's not a strategy. That's divergence and convergence principles. How we switch from divergence, which shows some deviation between the market to the current situation, and convergence, which turn it around and shows you, all right, momentum might be changed. And as I said might here, because nothing is 100% guaranteed. But if it is about to change, that's exactly where your chances appear, and you can turn to be profitable 1 to 5, 1 to 10, 1 to 20, sometimes even much more risk reward. This is the real edge. And the second book is all about psychology. And we all go through ups and downs psychologically. And I say all, including myself, including every other successful trader. From the first day we trade, everyone tells us, avoid emotions if you want to be successful. Theoretically, that's wonderful. That sounds like the right thing to do. But there is a problem that no one is talking about. We cannot do that. Fine, because we are not robots. We are human beings after all. We have emotions. Turning off emotions could work for day or two. We are still emotional. And especially we are emotional when it comes to two things in our lives. Social and money. And social, that's not the right call probably to talk about. And I was also not the right man to talk about socials, maybe. But about money, I am, because I deal with that. And traders tend to go nuts. Doesn't matter how it turned to be around of every, or not every, but every losing period. Maybe not every trade, but losing period could turn it completely around. So the thing is that we have not to learn how to avoid emotions, but how to deal with them. And in this book, I also talk about this part alongside with other psychological things and give some solutions, what to do and how to do that on the right way. And I know that traders don't pay attention to psychology, which surprises me also every single time when I talk to a person and I say, what do you think is the most important thing in trading? And they tell me strategy, discipline. Yes, strategy is good. Understanding the market is good. But I can teach my son to trade the charts. That's really too simple because we are using very specific structure. But psychology, that's the real thing. And maybe I'm going a bit extreme with numbers, but I would say that 95% of our trading that will separate success or failure is not a strategy, is not the ability to read the markets. It's psychology. How do we deal on specific emotional situations? And that's basically what this two books about.
It's interesting what you say there, Vlad. So just touching on the psychology, but first of all, so I've just, as my last episode stated, I was after people to give me some feedback on the show, and I wanted to know where to take the show in the future. And one of the questions was asking, you know, what do you want to hear more about? Do you want me to focus more on strategies, psychology, or money management? And funnily enough, you're right. People just do not rate psychology as one of the things that they want to focus on. So the numbers I had here for those, so not all the responses are in yet, but for this particular question, and they had other responses they could have selected, 19 said strategies, 12 said money management, and only 8 said psychology. And so this has only been out for like a few hours. But it's interesting to see that, yeah, you're right, not traders devalue psychology as something that they need to get right in terms of becoming successful. And I've said this many times on the show before that, I mean, this was one of the things that it took me a long time to really understand the fact that the money and psychology aspect of it is almost like money management and psychology are almost as important, if not more important, than the actual strategy. And it does take a while for you to just understand that. So maybe, look, I mean, I was just, even with this conversation, I was thinking maybe I won't focus on psychology that much, but maybe I will instead, and actually sort of bring some guys on to help with psychological things going forward, as opposed to just purely focusing on traders and trading psychology and, you know, talking about psychology as a whole, because I think any form of psychology could potentially help out a trader in terms of trying to turn that methodology into something that can help them with their trading. So that was that first point. And the second point I want to touch on was the 1 to 40 and 1 to 20 risk to reward. I mean, out of the 48 episodes I've done so far, that is the biggest return on investment, or risk to reward return, I've ever heard of. So you're winning that one. Second time on, you've taken the crown on the risk to reward ratio. So well done.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So let's move on a little bit. So I suppose, can you give the listeners some insight into what you think the market may be doing now than what it was doing in March last year when you were last on here? So do you think the market's changed at all, especially after post-Brexit and with the US elections going on and all that sort of stuff? Have you noticed anything fundamentally different about the market in recent months as it might have been doing a year ago?
I'll separate that, I'll split it by two parts, okay? The first part is, of course, no, because the market is always moving up or down, which is caused by human being psychology. It always was like that. It will always stay like that. When there is a panic, there is a drop, when there is some euphoria that could rally things, when there are bubbles and stuff, that these things never change, right? We, the human beings, and not just we as retail traders, but of course also the very big fat fishes in the market, they create all that by some interest, and this interest comes from the human being nature, thought or philosophy. I don't know how to call that, but that's how people react to always demand and supply, and that's what creates the move. So for the first part is of course no, but the second part is of course yes, and the reason is for yes is because we now live maybe for the first time in history, in a reality of a world war of currencies. And I know I'm not the first one to mention that. We saw articles around about this subject, but right now, with the very, very low, historical low, and on some places negative rates, this is historical moments. Every central bank, maybe led by their government, is trying to intervene in markets. Any kind of intervention in the market historically ended not well. Because when you're trying to ruin the forces that make the markets, right? Because that's always in between buyers to sellers. As long as there are buyers, sellers would will to sell, right? That's always been like that. That's the principle of free market. And when you try to intervene and change things, it might work this or other way around, But in reality, what it causes, except of the new bubbles created, and maybe even the biggest bubbles in history, but what it also causes is lack of interest from retail traders to be in the market. And the reason for that is because the moves sometimes become so tricky and so not clear, and trends develop now so shortly that people just lose the wish to stay around and put their money around. And that causes, unfortunately, a not healthy situation to the market, because in order for every market, not just financial, as we know that currencies or stocks or whatever, in order, every market in order to work clearly and well, fixed way, the retails have to be inside every market. Okay, and especially in the financials. If the retail traders don't put their money and they don't trade and they don't show their interest, that changes the market. That puts more pressure on the central banks, more money to be printed out just to keep everything as normal, because everyone is afraid of changes, right? Not just the normal people like ourselves, the simple people, right? But also the big guys, everyone afraid of change. They're afraid of what could happen if we stop. And that brings it becomes like a addiction. And it's exactly like using drugs. That's exactly what happens now around the financial system. Everyone just afraid of the day after. One day, the very sad thing is going to happen. The markets will explode. When? I'm not Nostradamus. That's not my goal to predict when. My goal is very simple. Just to make sure that those who want to understand how to be protected will be protected. And one thing to remember is always, always, on every crisis or on every situation, this is zero-sum game. Money always changes hands. So even if there will be some panic on the market, like happens lately, okay, it happened with Brexit. Actually, as I said, the history is created for the first time ever. Something like that happens when all the bookies predicted no chance almost. And still it happened. Now we have elections in the US to come, and who would ever imagine that someone like Mr. Trump could be ever a president, right? Things change worldwide. I just give two simple examples, but it happens worldwide. Bubbles created this or other way around, and it starts from politics, goes through the market, and goes through all aspects of our lives. So the market now on historical levels, on historical conditions, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, because for us as traders, we just need moves to make money. Just need to make moves. And in fact, I want just to mention one more thing here about Forex. Forex is the safest market to be when unstable thing is going to happen. And for one reason, Forex is the safest market on earth, because this is a currency versus currency. It's not like a stock. It's not like a commodity. It's currency versus currency. It's country versus country. There is always kind of one force pushing up, one force pushing down, just to find a minimum. There is always a minimum. That's exactly why in Forex moves are like for 0.5% normally per day, while in stocks 10% or 20%, it's normal. For any stock, it's normal per day, and so on, so on. So things are going to be very interesting. They already are, right? On the last year plus since we last spoke, but they will be even more and more and more interesting. And I hope that everyone choose the right thing to do, and that's be on the safest part. Safest part means Forex. And once again, I go back to the previous question. If you know how correctly spot the turning points or starting points for the new big things to happen, you will always be on the right side.
Cool. I mean, I think you you put us all off for a second there, and you brought it back. So I think everyone who was thinking, let's not trade anymore, it's not what Vlad's saying. It's the market has changed, but trading is still there for everyone to enjoy. Okay, cool. So let's move on with the show.
Just one more point.
Okay.
If you don't mind, it's exactly the opposite. What maybe I was understood wrong here, but it's not about get out of the market because there is no money. No, that's my idea was. As I said, money always changes hands, and this is the opportunity now. Maybe historically, the best time to be in the markets, because when things are about to happen, and they will, nothing is better than these days. Even this Brexit example we spoke about, when it's going to be nuts. And maybe the pound still did not find a bottom. As I said, I'm not a Nostradamus. My goal is not to predict. But on the moment it will fly to the upside. It will make so amazing opportunities. And it's just, you know, that's kind of the thing. You are looking back and 10 years ago and you said, wow, what happened if I would be there? Right? And this is exactly the time. You now have the opportunity to learn it around and be there when things happen. And in 10 years, don't look back and say, wow, what would happen if? But look back and say, wow, you know what? I was smart enough to be there. And I survived financially. That's the thing.
And I and to that point, I mean, I heard from a trader just last week who was trading a $4 million account and had an 18% increase overnight on that account because of Great British Pound dropping overnight. And so there are, yeah, to your point, these opportunities that pop up. And if you're on the right side, it's, you know, exponential upside. So Vlad, let's move on. So what have you been up to since we last spoke? So it's been a year. I know you've been up to some interesting stuff, and I want you to sort of share some of that with the listeners out there.
I was busy with trading mainly. That's my thing. That's what I'm doing. And I can probably say that, you know, because it's like it's a thing that you reach in your life, and when you do, you're very proud of that. So do I. I'm very proud of that. I'm not trying to make any kind of show off or say me. No. Exactly not. Just want people to understand, if very simple guy like myself without degree or anything could do that, everyone can do that. So I was dealing with trading mainly, but I also was working on strategies for traders, strategies that will allow them to make exactly the things I mentioned before, that will allow them to spot these opportunities that can pay them big, big time. And one of them is Forex Libra Code, which was launched very lately.
Cool. And do you want to tell us a bit about Forex Libra Code? So, first of all, I suppose the main thing is, so why are you selling the system? And is it your system that you use? And or do you, you know, is it part of one of your major systems, or how does it fit into your arsenal?
The first thing is, yeah, it is my system, and I have been working on to complete this project for over than 2 years, including all the tests and everything with my team. Why I'm selling this system? Well, I'll tell you a little story here, which I also would like the guys to hear about. My first goal when I started the online business alongside with trading was to create a community of traders talking about Forex, trading, and sharing ideas and so on. But lately, you know, on the business, I was hedge fund traders back then. I worked for banks, and I left all this industry just to do it for myself, pure retail trading. And since that moment, with an increasing number of offers, the same guys, hedge fund and banks, they still call me to give lectures. And lately, in the last year or so, I started to get a lot of calls offering that we need you back in trading. And I say, why? Because the quality of traders know how to deal on this market situation that currently happened is not that big. And everyone tried to seduce me with big numbers, you know, and yeah, I admit the numbers they offer me are much, much, much bigger than the numbers I can generate for myself for a living. They're talking here about historical numbers for, and so it was really, really seducing, you know, like, and I always found myself thinking, maybe I have to make this move, you know, but it's not about the money. It's about the freedom it brings. And if you go back in step, all the freedom is taken out of you. So it hits me one day by one call I got from, not the place I worked for, but one of my friends worked for. And they asked me, okay, Vlad, we got it. You don't want to join. Do you have other traders to recommend? And boom, that's what it hit me. And I said, you know what, Vlad, you are in the business for around 7-8 years straight. You have a great community. Now it's time to move on. And now my goal is not just to build a community. My goal is to build now a traders, full-time traders community. Traders that I want to bring in the industry. So for me, it's a challenge period. Because, you know, it was a challenge in the beginning to create my name and to build up my reputation. But now, after the years, most of traders this or other way heard of Vladimir Rybakov or any of my products. I've been online really long time, and now is the real challenge period for me to build up traders. And that's where I was starting to think with myself, all right, Vlad, so you have some good strategies, you have books, you have your mentorship programs. What do you think is missing? And boom, it hits me with the Libra code. Why? Because I don't know if I told you that on the last time or not. One of the things I did on the last 2 years, I was developing a robot for a hedge fund house. Now, I'm not a guy that believe in robots. This was also controlled by myself, of course. But, which surprised me also, we built a robot that could generate 85% per year. It's pretty, pretty safe, trading, conservative trading. And this robot was built on the same principle the Forex Libra Code was built. And I was working on the Libra Code for over 2 years. The part of it was exactly for this robot I've mentioned. Then I separated and I started to build it the way that people can use for themselves. Not for the hedge fund house, but for retail traders. And of course for myself. Libra Code was designed to work on the exact two principles I mentioned in the very, very beginning. One, divergence. Two, convergence. But the system knows to spot a divergence situation. It knows to spot a false break situation just to let us know when there is a very, very, very big chance that bulls or bears, buyers or sellers are running out of the market, and get ready for action. And another thing it is doing is looking for the momentum of change. All that combination, all the three methods mentioned, are built in the Forex Libra Code. And the traders don't have to actually do that by themselves. The system does that for that, and it alerts them when the conditions are ready. But the best part of Libra Code is it's not just the system. The system designed to work for them, and it works for them. And now I can scream that with pride because I get statements from users. Not just, Vlad, I had a very, very good week. I started to get statements. People send me statements, Vlad, I'm up to 50%, I'm up to 100%, just months since the launch. That makes me really a great pride and a great energy boost, you know, because that was the goal, that was the idea. It works, and it is successful. And as I said, I designed it to work purely, but the best thing, LibraCode is coming with a course. Course where I teach in the webinars, with the presentations, with tons of examples and live examples, how we can know where we are going to look only for sales, only for buys, and stick to that with finding the, these opportunities of, as I mentioned at the beginning, 1 to 10, 1 to 20, 1 to 40. Just last week, one of my students in LibraCode sent me his first trade hitting 1 to 20 risk reward. First trade. And he told me, Vlad, when you spoke about it, I thought it's impossible. And I just did it. You know how amazing it makes me feel that, you know? And of course, I feel his excitement. You can imagine how excited it made me.
Yeah. I know. I was amazed when you were telling me at the start of the show. So to actually do it would be quite another thing. So what do you think makes LibraCode different from all the other systems that are out there on the market that people can get their hands on?
LibraCode is not a strategy. It's not like, it breaks, enter. It takes methods of the market, the way the market moves, and scans for that automatically behind the scenes. So it's not just alerting, okay, now some trend line broke or some moving average crossed or blah, 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 whatever it is. No, it's scanning for market condition, first of all, and then give you the alert. Beside that, Libra is the first ever product that also includes live mentorship. Every single day, I publish my trades I take into the specific page we have for that, where people can come and see the trades. Of course, the good one and the bad ones, of course. That's not, you know, that's not the place where I filter only good trades. Every single trade, sometimes there are losers, sometimes there are losing streak, but everyone can come and see that if we stick to this principle of risk reward I've mentioned, we will make money. And I proved it live every single day. So it makes the LibraCode completely different from whatever the market was used to by far.
And is that available to everyone, that page? Or
yeah, definitely.
Okay. I'll chuck a link in the show notes.
Yep, I will give you this link, of course, for sure.
Okay, and so if somebody was going to trade LibraCode, I mean, what's the typical trade duration? I mean, what are they looking at there? How many trades a day or a week? Is it flexible, and is there a specific time frame? Give us a bit of detail around how it operates.
Well, I'm just thinking about it, how to describe it correctly. By theoretical view, the higher the time frame, the stronger your setup is. That's true. But the thing with LibraCode is that it's not just designed by specific entry on the time frame. It scans around the market conditions. And what I teach on the course coming with LibraCode is how to spot this place where a new trend is about to begin. Also statistically. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about the numbers. And if you statistically, in advance, can know that on this specific period, I am going to get rid of all my buys, and I'm going to start to look only for sales, that gives you huge advantage. And then you can go and apply any time frame you want, and by that I mean any. That could be 1 hour, 30 minutes, 50 minutes, 5 minutes, or it also could be on the 1 minute time frame for scalpers, those who can sit and work, right? And that's the beauty of the things. You first of all know your direction, and you are waiting for the trades to get you in this direction you want. And on the short term, that could generate, I don't know, 10, 20, depends on how many pairs you run, of course. But I'm talking only about majors, for example. That could generate in between 10 to 20 signals per day, which is much, much more than enough. And of course, not every trade even should be taken. So that's basically it. And
those trades would...
Sorry?
How long will those trades last for? Is it sort of like, you know, a couple of hours here or 5 minutes? What are we looking at?
Most of them are closed within the same day. Most of them. Like 90% of them will be closed on the same day.
Okay, but they could be, it could be a number of hours or it could be an hour or less.
Definitely. Of course, if you trade on a 5 minutes, that sometimes it's really like within 50 minutes, you boom, you hit your profit, because if the market moves, perfect. If the market is moving slow, it will take a bit longer to develop to reach your risk reward you want to get, right? So that could last even a day.
Okay, cool. Could you talk us through the different indicators and what they're sort of used for on the within the system?
The system comes purely with a dashboard. Dashboard scanning for all the methods I mentioned before. It's scanning for that behind the scenes. Once everything is ready, it prints it out. There is one thing that comes built in with the Libra code. That's a heat map. Heat map that gives me on the current situation the main movers. What pairs and what currencies I should pay most attention to. So if I see that pound is getting weak, dollar is getting strong, for example, boom, I know I need to look for sells pound dollar. And that's kind of built in. Beside that, I release with every step of the course as it's developed and we're progressing forward, I release more and more useful tools. One of these tools which changed the game completely from more aggressive the way I could imagine that's statistical indicator. I share with the Libra user statistical indicator that actually what it gives is statistical top and bottom. It tells me on what date that accurate, on what date of the month, so let's say the 10th, 11th, 20th of the month, I should look for tops and bottoms. How does it help me? I know I look for buys until then. I know I'm looking for sells only from that moment. It gives me an edge for the direction. Another thing coming with that is cycle trading. And I'm not going to dig very, very deep about that here, but basically the market is moving on very built structure of cycles. And these cycles are defined in the course, of course, and we use them and I have an indicator to apply that. And when the things come together, statistically, cycle, Libra, that's a simple killer.
Cool. And how easy would you say the system would be to learn? Is it like
now that? I can, 1 month after the launch, I can say extremely easy. Again, before that, if you would ask me before the launch, I would say I hope it will be very easy. But now I know it's very easy, according to the feedback I received from traders. Don't get me wrong here. Traders still need to read the manual, right? It's not like getting a system install, boom, that's trade. No, you still have to read the manual, dedicate a few minutes of your life into that thing, understand the principle how it works, because I'm against relying blindly on anything. Understand how that all works, and it's really, really, really designed to be the simplest way possible. It's very, very simple.
Cool. Okay, so if you're a beginner or advanced, it sounds like you're going to be able to pick that up. And is it tied to any particular charting platform? Do you need anything there?
MetaTrader 4.
Okay, so MT4. Okay, so you need MT4, and is it a physical product or a virtual product? I mean, can you download it straight away, or do you have to, does it get sent to your
house? No, it's a physical product. It's a physical product. You got DVDs and a manual book coming to your house, office, whatever you choose the address. It comes with DVDs of the course coming with the Libra code, and then you get access to members area, designed specifically for Libra code users. And there we go through all the other indicators I mentioned, like statistical and cycles, and of course more, and the webinars and live trade examples.
Okay.
Everything up there.
Quite comprehensive. So I'm going to be a little bit cheeky here and see if you've got any free sort of giveaways you could give the listeners that might give them a bit of a feel for the system. Have you got anything that you can give the listeners here?
You mean a performance?
No, more sort of have you got any, like, you know, sort of insights into like how it works, or I mean, because you did a launch, there might be a few things that you gave away during the launch that you could share with the guys here on the show that have probably been locked away by now.
Well, okay, it's, as I said, you get, beside the course, beside the DVD, you get access to members area. In the members area, everything happens, and all the members are there. They share the statements, they share the trades, I share mine. It's actually like a discussion there. Question, answer, ideas, and so on. And as I mentioned before, there is a page which I'll give you the link so you can share with everyone who is interested, that shows how I take my trades. Entry, exit, result. Entry, exit, result. And the best thing is not just an entry or anything. It just comes with a screenshot. Screenshot for entry, screenshot for exit. Entry, exit. Very purely. It's amazing. According to the feedback I got, this page was launched only like a week ago. Since then, unbelievably amazing feedback, which makes me again very, very happy.
Okay, well, definitely put a link in the show notes. And the last question, I suppose, is do you get any bonuses, or do you have money back guarantees and stuff with the system?
100% yes, because as I said, my entire goal here is to build a community of traders. I want traders to be successful. I want to bring them in the industry. My goal is very challenging here, but I want to refresh the industry. I want to bring quality. Maybe to build myself some historical name by that, but that's, I'm talking very, very, very far from now. I want to build a community of traders that are making a living of that, or working for the industry. That's my goal right now. For that, I had to build very clear design course and a system. That's where the Libra comes in. But here comes the but. It doesn't matter how much I will try or the system will perform best. I cannot guarantee how everyone will use that. I can say that if everyone used that the way I suggest and teach, and the way it is designed, the trader will make money. But if the trader will start, you know, to do other things around and not listen to what he was said, I cannot guarantee any success. Because of that, and that's fine, of course, I allow the money back guarantee. If someone, for any reason, not happy, fine, return the product, and without any further questions, get your money back. I don't need not satisfied trader. I need satisfied trader that make it happen. That's all. And I'm not after the money of the payment here. This is not cheap product for sure, but the money that traders put here is nothing to compare to what they are going to do with the system. And that's all. If for any reason, as I said, someone is not happy, of course, get the money back. I don't need this money. And about the free giveaways, the answer is yes. On a pre-launch, I had two amazing strategies, which in fact, there are like, I don't know how many, but maybe 50, 60 traders that since the launch, 1 month, keep sending me on daily basis their statements using the free strategies. They could not allow themselves Libra at the beginning, so they tried the free giveaways. And they make money, and they bought with this profitable money Libra code after that, which, you know, it was wow, a big wow for myself. So yeah, of course I'll include the links for you. They're downloadable. It comes with indicators and a book as well. And the best thing is that it's not just like, okay, get an indicator and leave me alone. No, I also show how to use these indicators together with Libra. I have specific videos for that in the Libra Code course, how to use this combination. This combination that allows me to get the risk reward I mentioned before.
And those links you're going to give us, this is going to be the only place they're going to be able to, people are going to be able to get those links to those systems, because the pre-launch would have finished a long time ago now, I'm guessing. So guys, you're lucky to be listening to the show, and we'll chuck these links in the show notes so you can get access to the free systems that Vlad's giving away here, over and above the Libra code, which you can also get access to. And just on the point you mentioned before, it's quite funny. I've seen it before, not many times actually, where people get a system, and I mean, I've been involved in communities and stuff where I've purchased a system myself, and immediately people start changing the system that they've just bought for whatever reason, and then all of a sudden things start going awry, and it's like, well, you're not even doing what the guy's taught you to do. So yeah, there is that human element is so strong in terms of derailing us from being successful. So yeah, it's good. It's a very good point. So, you know, if you do want to pick up the Libra code, do remember to stick to it. I think that's the key lesson here. Do remember to stick to it. And for all you guys out there, look, I'm going to throw in some freebies as well. So I've come up with some freebies. I'm going to throw them in the show notes as well. So you can, if anyone who wants to take up Vlad's Forex Libra code offer and join him there and in this community and mentorship program and get the indicators and everything else, if you do join up, jump on to 52traders.com/ Vlad, V-L-A-D, and I'll put a little gift basket in there for everyone else, for everyone that goes there as well, so you can have a look at what I've put in there for you guys to get hold of if you do take up the Forex Libra code, and a few details around that as well. I think we're running out of time here, Vlad, so look, I just want to say thank you very much for coming on the show again. It's been a pleasure chatting to you.
Thank you so much for having me and inviting me and giving me the stage to talk from the bottom of the heart to other traders. Thank you.
Not a problem. And look, it'll be great to get you on here maybe in another year's time to see what else you're up to and what else you can tell my listeners out here. So thanks again, Vlad. And everyone else, remember to go to 52traders.com / Vlad, V-L-A-D, to check out all those links, the show notes, and all the little goodies that I'm going to leave for you there as well. And if you want to pick up your copy of Libra Code, that's the place to head. Okay, guys, I wish all you listeners out there trading happiness and success.